All right, let's build a pirate radio transition that flips straight into that dark 90s jungle and old-school DNB energy, right inside Ableton Live 12. This one is all about tension, signal degradation, and then that satisfying bassline return. So don't think of it as just making a fill or an FX sweep. Think of it like a little story inside the track. The groove starts clean, gets hijacked by a busted pirate broadcast, then comes back heavier, darker, and more focused. We're going to keep the bass line at the center of this, because in jungle and old school DNB, bass is the identity. It's the emotion, the weight, the threat, the whole thing. The transition should feel like the bass line changes character, not just like a random effect happens over the top. Start by setting up an 8-bar section in your arrangement. If you already have a loop, great. Put it into 3 lanes: drums, bass, and FX. Your drums can be an amen style break, a chopped break, or a simple roller pattern. Keep it breathing. Don't overcrowd it. Old school DNB works because there's space between the hits. For the bass, build something with a clear call and response shape. That might be a rolling sub with a reese layer, or a bass stab pattern that repeats with small variations. The important part is that the phrase has a recognizable shape, because we're going to flip it later. A good arrangement structure is something like this. The first 4 bars play the full groove, the next 2 bars thin out and filter down, then the last 2 bars become the pirate radio breakdown before the drop hits. That gives you enough time for the transition to feel intentional, not rushed. Now let's make sure the bass itself is ready to survive the flip. If you're using operator or wave eatable, keep the low end clean and the sub stable. A strong setup is a sine wave sub in operator mono, with a mid bass layer on top that has some character. The sub should stay completely centered. If you want, use utility to set the sub width to 0%. That keeps the low end solid and safe in the mix. For the mid bass, add a little saturator, maybe 2 to 6 dB of drive, just enough to bring out harmonics. Then clean up the low end with EQ8, especially if the mid layer is fighting the sub. A high pass somewhere around 90 to 140 Hz on the mid layer usually makes sense. The goal is weight without mud. And here's a small but important coach note. The first note after the flip matters a lot. That first bass hit has to land clean and on time. If it's late or sloppy, the whole transition can feel weak. In this style, precision gives the drop attitude. Now let's build the pirate radio degradation chain. Make a separate audio track or effect chain for the transition. You can use a short vocal fragment, a bit of stack, a resampled break tail, or even a noise bed. The source doesn't need to be fancy. In fact, the more raw it is, the better. On that track, build a chain with auto filter, redux, saturator, echo, and utility. Start with auto filter. Use a bandpass or low-pass feel so the sound gets that narrow, radio-like tone. A frequency range around 2.5 to 5 kHz is a good starting point for that thin broadcast character. Add some resonance, but not too much. You want tuned in and unstable, not whistle city. Next, add redux. Use it lightly at first, just enough to roughen the texture. You're not trying to destroy it instantly. You want that gradual collapse, like the signal is getting harder to hold onto. Then add saturator. Push the drive a bit, maybe 3 to 8 dB, and turn on soft clip if you want that crunchy, worn-out broadcast feel. This helps the sound feel like it's coming through overloaded gear. After that, add echo. Keep the delay time short, like an 8th or a 16th note, with low feedback. Filter the repeats so they smear into the background instead of becoming a huge dub echo. This is one of those little details that really sells the pirate radio vibe. Finally, use utility to narrow the stereo width if you want it to feel cramped and on air. That mono-ish, confined feeling helps the transition feel like it's coming through a busted signal path. Now automate the whole thing over 2 to 4 bars. This is where the magic happens. You want the sound to feel like the transmission is failing and then vanishing. Open the transition with a signal that's still audible, but already constrained. Then narrow the filter more and more. Increase the redux amount a little as the section develops. Bring up the saturation if you want more grime. Let the echo feedback smear out just enough to feel unstable. And if you want that real pirate radio nervous energy, add tiny volume dropouts every half bar or so. Those little dips make it feel like the signal is breaking up in real time. One really effective move is to automate the filter so the sound gets telephone-like, then briefly opens right before the drop. That tiny moment of release is powerful. It creates anticipation without needing a giant riser. If you want to go a step further, resample the result. In Ableton Live 12, That's a great way to turn the automation into something you can edit musically. Record 4 to 8 bars of the transition onto a new audio track, then slice the best bits with CMD or Control plus E. Now you can chop it into useful pieces, maybe a short radio burst, a glitchy tail, a final noise hit, and a tiny pre-drop silence. That silence is important. In fast music like DNB, space can hit harder than more sound. At this point, the transition starts behaving like a musical phrase instead of just an effect. You're shaping rhythm, not just texture. Now flip the bass line. This is the part that gives the whole section its identity. You want the re-entry to feel like the reveal darker version of the original idea. Keep the DNA the same, but change the attitude. A few easy ways to do that. Move the bass line down an octave or up a fifth if that fits the vibe. Tighten long notes into stabs. Add a small extra note at the end of the phrase for momentum. Or use a subtle glide or pitch bend on the first note to make it feel more mechanical and underground. If you're an operator, keep the same sub but make the mid-oscillator more aggressive and shorten the amp envelope. If you're in Wavetable, you can detune very lightly and open the filter more on the drop. The contrast is the key. The radio section strips the bass down, and the drop restores it with more focus and more darkness. Then shape the drums around the flip. Don't just slam the whole break back in and hope it works. Let the re-entry feel like a proper reset. Use the break to answer the transition. A strong snare or rim shot right after the radio moment works really well. Add ghost notes underneath for movement. Maybe throw in a reverse or a quick fill in the last half bar. If the break feels messy, use drum bus on the drum group with moderate drive, a little crunch, and some transient lift if needed. Just don't overdo the low end if your sub is already heavy. And here's a great old-school trick. Let the break speak for a moment before the bass answers. That call and response feeling is what makes the drop musical instead of just loud. One thing to keep an eye on is arrangement density. A lot of transitions fail because there's too much happening at the exact drop point. Make room. Pull the master or pre-master down if needed. Keep the sub clear of the kick and the break's low end. Check the bass in mono with utility, so you know the foundation is solid. Also, choose your transition length based on the vibe. 8 bars feels classic and DJ friendly. 4 bars feels more aggressive. 2 bars can work if you want that sudden pirate radio interruption effect and horror roller. If you want this to really feel like a 90s underground moment, make the radio section thinner, narrower, and darker than the main groove. That contrast is what makes the drop feel restored. Without contrast, there's no impact. A few common mistakes to avoid here. Don't make the radio effect too long, because the listener wants the groove back fast. Don't let the effects eat the low end. Don't widen the bass too much. Keep the sub mono and stable. Don't distort the mid-range so hard that the note definition disappears. And don't let the transition drift off the grid. In DNB, the flip has to lock to the drums. If you want to push the vibe even harder, try using a resampled break tail as the signal source. A chopped amen tail through redux and auto filter can sound like pirate interference, but still stay rhythmic. That's a very believable texture for this kind of transition. You can also make the bass re-entry more menacing by adding a tiny pitch drop on the first note. Keep it subtle, just enough to make the landing feel heavier. Another really nice move is to collapse the transition into mono right before the drop. Then reopen the width when the groove comes back. That stereo contrast makes the return feel bigger without needing extra volume. And if you want a bit more advanced control, try building 2 degradation states, one cleaner and narrow, the other more crushed and unstable. Move between them over 4 or 8 bars. That can make the transition feel like it's descending through different levels of signal failure. For practice, try making a mini version of this in about 10 to 20 minutes. Build an 8-bar loop. Create the radio chain with auto filter, saturator, redux, and echo. Automate the last 2 bars so the signal breaks down. Resample it, cut it into 3 slices, and then write a darker bass reply using the same sound source, but a different rhythm. Check it in mono and make sure the sub still feels strong. You can even do 3 versions of the same idea, one that feels dusty and tape-like, one that feels like hard transmission failure, and one that's a bit cleaner and more dancefloor focused. Keep the same bass rhythm in all 3, but change the re-entry character each time. That's a great way to hear how much the transition itself shapes the mood. So the core idea is simple. Use pirate radio degradation to strip the groove down, then flip back into a darker bass and break section with contrast, rhythm, and control. Keep the sub mono. Keep the radio moment thin and gritty. Resample and edit it like a musical phrase, and let the drums and bass answer each other. If you get the timing right and keep the low end disciplined, this technique gives your track that real 90 It's underground darkness. It doesn't just sound like an effect. It sounds like part of the record. All right, let's get into Ableton and make that pirate radio flip hit proper.